Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Joining me in studio this morning, the Executive Director of the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce, Jamie Story. Good morning!
Good morning, Jay.
Glad to have you in. I know it's a busy, busy week, so I appreciate you giving us a little time this morning, and also for having us out this weekend at the 11th Annual Home and Outdoor Expo. It feels like I've been a part of at least half of these.
Hey, I tell you what, it is a great show. I can't believe this is the 11th year. But this is bigger and better than it's ever been, in my opinion.
Yeah, and we just figured out this morning, you gave us kind of a final tally, over 50 vendors. We've been saying over 40, but that was a couple weeks ago. We didn't quite know. You were still working out the details. But now officially this morning, over 50 vendors, especially when you include the food and everything that's going to be on site too. So that's quite a few.
Hey, we're so excited to fill the aisles of the Times Square Mall.
Yeah.
That too, right?
Yeah.
I tell you, anytime we can get outside people or even our own community to come out and support local, we're here for it.
Mm-hmm.
And this Home and Outdoor Expo is one that you do not want to miss.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we always say whether you own a home or you want to own a home someday or you just live anywhere, there's something for you probably just about anywhere. I mean, if you're under construction, wanting to do a remodel, you need pest control, you need financing, you need insurance, you need all that stuff. Anything related to home, you know, and making it better and making it more beautiful on the inside, on the outside, the infrastructure of the home, that's usually what's going to be going on this weekend. And the beauty of these shows is the vendors get there and they're looking to work with people. They're looking to make some deals. You might get specific home show pricing that if you were to go in and get a quote, you might not get elsewhere.
Absolutely. This is your one-stop shop to talk to the local experts from everything from solar to furniture, like Jake said, pest control, garage doors. Mm-hmm. And then we have a special young entrepreneur hall this year. Not all of the young entrepreneurs are home business related, but they're young, they're upcoming, they're the future business leaders of our community, and they want to introduce their businesses to you. And so you can come and get a chair massage, you can come get some sweet treats, you can come talk to the Jefferson County CEO seniors. They're going to be there doing a little mini, this is like a little dry run for their own trade show that's happening in April. There is literally something for everyone. It runs Friday night from 5 to 8 p.m. and then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We've got a pancake breakfast thrown in there. I mean, we have literally come for breakfast and stay to talk to the local experts.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, Friday night. It's after, you know, you should be done for the day. They do that for a reason. They do it from 5 o'clock on because it's, you should be done for the day and you should be able to make it out there on Friday night. And then Saturday, it's all throughout the day to kind of fit into your schedule. What time does the pancake breakfast start on Saturday?
Pancake breakfast is from 8 until 11 a.m. YMCA of Jefferson County is running the pancake breakfast this year. There are pre-sale tickets available at the Y currently. So if you know that, hey, I'm going to bring my family out at least for the pancake breakfast, support the Y and their programming, go ahead and drop by the YMCA, get those pre-sale tickets. They're $10 in advance or $12 at the door. I have no doubts that Ryan and his team of volunteers are going to whip up a delicious breakfast. And then our show, even though it doesn't kick off until 9, you come and get your breakfast, and then our vendors will start going ahead and being at their booth. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and start walking around and taking a look at what we've got. I tell you, Jake, we always joke that Jefferson County Chamber orders the perfect chamber weather.
Yeah.
And this weekend is going to be beautiful. There's no thunder snow in the forecast for this Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's looking like it should be pretty good. A good weekend to get out and about and maybe kind of start looking at some of those projects, because each day it feels like it's starting to trend more and more towards spring and that sort of thing. And, you know, Saturday morning, you get your pancakes in you can go. And if you need to kill a little time before it starts at 9 o'clock, RJ is going to be live on location during the pancake breakfast. He might even be eating pancakes on the radio. You never know.
Hey, I welcome it.
Yeah, it should be a good time there at the Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. Anything else? I mean, it's, you can come and browse. You don't have to have a ticket to this thing. You're just coming to the mall. The stores in the mall will probably be open, I'm sure, as well. I mean, it's just, it's a space for, you know, homeowners or those that maybe want to own a home, or maybe that is in a situation where they can do some sort of improvements to their lawn or inside or outside or anything to the home for everybody to come to one place in Mount Vernon.
Absolutely. So this, if you want any more information about who's going to be there, the vendor list, all of that's going to be shared on our Facebook page and on the Facebook event page. We have an event specifically for the 2024 Home and Outdoor Expo. But check it out. See if there's going to be somebody there. Even if you don't see anybody that you're like, oh, I was hoping, still come out, because I guarantee you, you're going to find someone to talk to about a project or just ask a question. Like I said, these are the local experts. It's free admission, free parking. Auntie Ann's pretzel truck will be there Friday evening. We've got food vendors all day long on Saturday. Please come and check it out. Last year's show brought in over 6,000 people, and I am thrilled to death that this year is bigger and better, and I think we can beat that number.
Yeah, and we couldn't, like you said, you couldn't ask for a better weather. You couldn't ask for the situation of where it's located, everything. You can do more than just go to the home show. You can go and kind of just spend a Saturday or spend a weekend, you know, intermingling and doing some shopping there at the home show and then, you know, elsewhere in Mount Vernon, because you still got to shop local even if it's not right there at the home show.
Absolutely.
Go check it out. SouthernIllinois.com, or like Jamie said, on their Facebook page, there's more information. There's an event page and everything like that. Anything else we need to know, or are we all good there and we'll just see you at the expo?
I think we're all good. I will see you at the expo at the Times Square Mall this weekend.
That's right. Friday and Saturday this weekend, Times Square Mall in Mount Vernon. Jamie Story, the executive director with the Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce, joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake.